Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm excited about Stefan Tomsky being our guest this half hour because he's got a book out right now, a brand-new book that's very important for small business owners, I think. And when I tell you the title, I think you'll know what I mean because you've heard me speak of this before. The book is titled Experimentation Matters. Stefan is an associate professor of Technology and Operations Management at Harvard Business School. Stefan, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And Stefan, I one of the chapters in my book was about the importance of recognizing that most people, way more than 60%, the research that I've seen shows, not only don't like change, but have an aversion to change. But in fact, everything changes, and organizations have to change. We have to do things differently this year than we did last year, maybe differently today than we did yesterday. In fact, the velocity of change, is the only thing that's different in the marketplace today. And so what I have recommended in my book, well, in a very elementary way compared to your book, is don't talk about change in your organization, but talk about experimenting. And that's kind of what... And as I say, in an elementary way, that's my way of saying what you said in a very comprehensive way in your book.
Well, that's right. You know, innovation is really all about change, right? It's sort of trying to keep things sort of moving forward. And experimentation is really the lifeblood of innovation. And, you know, this sort of innovation happens at all sorts of levels. It happens at the product and service levels. Happens at the business level. That is, you know, we have to run business experiments. And you know, I always ask companies whether they can sit down and make a list of, you know, 5 to 10 experiments that they're currently running. And it's sort of amazing that people have a very difficult time actually thinking of very specific experiments. And then I always respond sort of, how do they expect to change? How do they expect to innovate if you don't experiment?
Right. Well, one of the things to me, and I like to come back to the words, and we're going to get into the technical end of this in just a minute, because this is what the experimenting is all about, folks, especially with regard to Stefan's book, because he talks to us about how we use technology to make this happen. But to me, it's important in small business to pay attention to the words. If I say to my organization, we're going to change this, well, that says to them, I've made up my mind, and this is what's going to happen. I don't care what you say. But if I say, you know what, let's run an experiment. Let's see if this way could become better than the way we're doing it right now. Well, that does two or three things. Number one, that lets them know that they can affect the outcome. It lets them know that I'm aware that I need their help. And number two, if it doesn't work, I haven't made a big deal out of it. I don't have to eat so much crow.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Because if I say, you know, we're going to change this and it doesn't work out, then the egg's on my face.
That's absolutely true.
And as a manager, I prefer not to have egg on my face.
That's right. Not egg on my face. Plus, I also like to sort of be able to say that I'm in control, that I can predict the future. Mm-hmm. The fact is, you know, when you really sort of, when you go around and you ask companies whether they've experimented before, they will, of course, say yes. Right, but the fact is, you know, experiments often become experiments after the fact. That is, you know, if something didn't work out or something sort of failed, it was an experiment. And the reality is, as you said, right, the way to do this is to sort of set out from the very, very start, you have to specify that something is, in fact, an experiment. You have to design it, you have to fund it, you have to manage it as an experiment, and that means that you have to learn equally from success and failure. The objective of an experiment is to maximize learning from success and failure. And the fact is, you know, a lot of organizations are not set up for that. We're programmed to succeed. Mm-hmm. and sort of failure gets in the way.
Well, the in your book, Stefan, you talk about how technologies have helped people to accomplish these experiments. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. I mean, this is sort of the second major point of my book, Experimentation Matters, and that is, you know, we're really going through a major revolution right now. And the revolution is that the economics of experimentation are fundamentally changing. There are exciting new technologies, modeling technologies, simulation technologies, rapid prototyping technologies, and so forth, that are really changing everything, you know, the way products and services are developed in a number of industries. Let me give you a very simple example, I think, that everyone should be familiar with, and that's the electronic spreadsheet. I think if you really think about it today, you can't even imagine a time, right, where the electronic spreadsheet wasn't available.
Right.
Well, the fact is, before 1978, it wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
And what the electronic spreadsheet is really sort of a way to do low-cost, rapid financial experiments.
Right.
You could sort of do calculations. Now, imagine you have these tools available to do all sorts of things. You can suddenly ask sort of do what-if experiments. What if I did that? And get an answer right away.
And what's exciting to me, Stefan, about technology today, and I try to bring this out as often as I can, is that in 1978 there were electronic spreadsheets, but I'm not sure in those. Well, let me put it this way: in prior to that, that kind of capability was only available to the people who could afford, the $1 million programs.
Well, that's true. I mean, you need a huge supercomputers. You know, the programs
yeah.
are very complicated to use and so forth. Until someone came in and sort of, in fact, it was Dan Briglin and Brock Frankson, and they created VisiCalc,
right?
Which
and
was sort of the first sort of small business
spreadsheet.
I remember, I
actually used that program, by the way. But the thing is that nowadays, in the 21st century, the kind of tools, the kind of technology tools that are available to small business owners in small bite-sized models and inexpensive units that we can afford and that we can operate with, it brings the experimentation opportunity down to the small business level, and that's what's exciting to me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's available everywhere.
Yeah.
It's you know, you could even run it in your home.
Right. Well, you talked about the spreadsheets. I do that all the time. I've been doing it for years. You can use the spreadsheets to find out whether your sales volume that you're projecting is going to make you profitable, if it's going to allow you to have enough cash to pay your bills, or if it tells you whether you need to increase your sales or not, or whether your expenses are going to be too high in the future. All kinds
Absolutely.
Of ways that you can use technology for experimenting. Stand by. Quick break. 20 after. We'll be right back. Back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And Stefan Tompke is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Experimentation Matters, and he's a professor at Harvard Business School, as I mentioned earlier. The book is brand spanking new, folks. It's just now out. It is at Amazon. It may not be at your local store, but it's on the way. And the last name is spelled T-H-O-M-K-E, Tompke, just like you would think it would be spelled. And Stefan is just with an F. So you can check that out when you get a chance. Also, Stefan, you have a website. Why don't you give it to us, please?
Yes, I've got a website, which is actually very simple, the name. It's www.tompke, T-H-O-M-K-E, like my last name, .com. And that will direct you to my website at Harvard. Where you will find information on myself and my other publications as well. And I'd be more than happy to take email if people have questions and direct you towards sort of other readings as well.
All right. Thanks for that. Stefan, one thing that you point out in your book is that good experimentation requires learning from success and failure. And this is something that I think that it could really be healthy for small business owners to realize that failure is not your enemy. Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And maybe one small distinction here, because people always sort of think about, well, we really don't want to fail as a business. Well, I make a distinction between failures and mistakes. Mistakes produce no new or useful information and are therefore without value, right? So what you want to do is you want to encourage failure, but you want to avoid mistakes. And let me give you sort of like a quick example. You know, when you were children and you sort of the first time you touched that hot kitchen stove, you know, in spite of your parents telling you not, you got a lot of information back at you, you know, and you know that it's not wise to touch that. You know, that it was the only way for you to learn that. And that's a failure. The second time you touch it, there's no new information coming back at you. Right, and you want to avoid that. And sort of like businesses, right, you want to sort of encourage the former, that is the failures that you learn from, but you want to discourage the later, that is the mistakes, because you don't want to repeat things that you've already done wrong.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I try to encourage small business owners to do as much as I can, and that is when you catch your employees making making a mistake or something that happens, while they're taking initiative, while they're trying to accomplish something,
yeah,
that's not a time to punish. That's a time to say, what did we learn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the story, there's this old Tom Watson story from IBM, who sort of built up IBM into a powerhouse. There was this young manager who walked into his office, who had just burned $10 million for his company, and walks into this office, hears sort of Watson, you know, sitting in his huge office. And the young manager says, well, you probably want me to resign now because I've wasted $10 million for your company. Watson sort of looked up and he says, have you lost your mind? I just spent $10 million educating you.
That would be the stupidest thing to do.
Exactly. Probably if he did the same mistake again a year later, you know, he would be gone. But that's the idea, right?
The idea is what were they doing when this mistake was made? Were they being dumb, or were they trying their best?
Exactly.
Here's another thing that you point out in your book, Stefan. You say implement front-loaded innovation processes that identify potential problems before major resources are committed. This is really important, isn't it? To do the experimenting on a small scale before you make the major commitment.
That's right. And as early as possible. The fact is, when you find problems, right, when you do experiments that lead you to find problems late in the game, it gets very expensive to react to them, right? But if you find it early, then you can react to them, and it's actually very cheap sort of to deal with them. That's why I call it fail early and often, right?
So the emphasis
is both on early and on often.
You know, I'm a pilot, and I have an instrument rating, and I remember when my instructor was teaching me how to fly in the soup.
Yeah.
He pointed out that flying on instruments is a series of one little misdirection after another. It's impossible to fly on a straight line manually in the soup without getting off course. But what he said was, you're constantly making little errors and then following up with tiny corrections.
Exactly.
And so you never get very, and I think it's that way with a business. A business will never stay perfectly on course. It's going to wander off of course all the time. The key is to be paying attention to it and be pulling it back in with little corrections like these experiments.
Mm-hmm. And you run all the tests. So my advice to all your listeners is take a little bit of money, set it aside, make a list, create maybe 5 to 10 experiments in sort of in areas where you want to innovate, and just do it.
Right. Stefan, I got less than a minute. I'm just going to let you have the last minute to give us some of your thoughts on this. We're going to get you back another day and talk some more about this, but I wanted to get your last thoughts on experimentation matters.
Well, experimentation matters, just sort of the major points, you know, that we've talked about. First of all, just remember that experimentation is the lifeblood of innovation. And if you don't experiment, you cannot expect to innovate. Now, when you do sort of decide to pick sort of a couple experiments, make sure that you design, fund them, and manage them as experiments as well, which, as we said, involves learning from success and failure as well. So you have
Stefan,
to...
I'm going to let that be the last word because we're coming up on the end of the segment here. It's been a lot of fun. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
That's right. That's
Will you come back again another day?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
We'll get you back. Stefan Topkitty, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Experimentation Matters. It's available wherever books are sold. It's brand spanking new. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back with Stephanie Denton. She's going to get us organized right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.